Welcome back to Psukei Adaf. This is Rabbi Yaakov Trump, and we are going to be learning together Brachos Daf Chof Tes and focusing on one of the psukim which appears this perek. Fascinating pasuk. There are only two psukim which appear on Daf Chof Tes, and we are going to be focusing on the one in Yecheskel Perek Yud Ches Chof Dalet. The Gemara quotes this, and let's just look at the actual pasuk itself for a moment. The pasuk reads as follows: Uvshuv tzaddik mitzid kosoi v'asa ovel. When a righteous person turns away from the acts of righteousness and does it wrong, like all the bad things that an evil person does, all the deeds that he did in the times before his treachery will not be remembered now. They're not going to help him, because he will die in his treachery. The Gemara on Chof Tes Amud Aleph in Brachos, going over from the previous Amud, learns a very fascinating thing about here. And that is, as you saw in the Daf, when it talks about the institution of the 19th Bracha of the Amida, which was V'lamal Shinim, which was instituted by an individual by the name of Shmuel HaKotan. This Bracha was primarily focused on heretics, on sectarian groups in the nation of Israel, who were relaying the activities of the Pharisees, the Purushim, to the authorities. And this 19th bracha was instituted to correspond to, in a certain sense, protect the nation of Israel against such accusations. The Gemara records that at the end of his life, even though he was the one who composed this bracha, he himself would not say the bracha. And that means to say that perhaps there was a concern that the chas v'shalom, that God forbid, was some form of heresy himself in his own life. The Gemara debates whether or not we throw out the bracha because of that. Do you say that because later on in his life he had misgivings, does that change the incredible work and the contribution of goodness to society? And the Gemara says no. The Gemara, quoting this pasuk here, asks, but wait a second, surely even if a person does righteousness at the beginning of their life, and later on in their life they do terrible things, their goodness is not remembered, it doesn't help them. So the Gemara differentiates between a person who is a tzaddik all the way through and a person who is not a tzaddik all the way through. The Gemara says it depends who that person is, and unfortunately in society and throughout Jewish history we've seen many examples of people who've done many wonderful things and then fallen. And the question is can we rely, can we look back to their work, can we use the work and their contributions to society? In the case of Shmuel HaKotan, certainly yes, three times a day we do. But just understand the context of this in Sefer Yechezkel. Yechezkel has actually said a watershed idea over here in Jewish history. The Gemara in Makos actually points this out, that if you look at this perek as a whole, it's a fascinating perek. Perek Yud Ches in Sefer Yechezkel, it is a fascinating perek. And the focus over here is, he's essentially telling the people who are now living in the diaspora, who've now been exiled like he was while the Beis HaMikdash was still around and then the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. He's telling them that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to punish you for the sins of your parents and your grandparents. This is a break from the Torah ideology, which was Poked Ovon Avois Albonim. The Torah says in the Aseres HaDibros that Hashem will pay the sins of children upon the parents, upon their children and grandchildren. The Gemara asks, how in the world can he contradict the Torah? The Gemara concludes, it depends. If the children continue the actions of their parents, then yes, Hashem will accumulate that. What Yechezkel is contributing over here is that if the children do not continue the actions of their parents, they will not hold the bag of their parents. Why is this so necessary over here? Because this is a nation, this is a time in which people feel hopeless. They feel that they are now indicted because of the sins of terrible kings like Menashe, and now are living in the sins and the shadow of those sins, and have no way out. So Yechezkel reaffirms, don't worry, you have your own portfolios. You can change your destiny. Nobody else is going to control you. You're not the victim of circumstance. In this, and that's why he says, Hanefesh achotas hitomus, the sinning soul will die, no one else. And he gives a few examples. So he gives an example of a good man, Ish ki yeh tzaddik, a person will be a good man. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will let that person live. What happens if that person, that tzaddik, has a bad son? V'holid ben poritz, shofech dom, a terrible murderer, goes on to describe those actions. He says, no, mos yomus domov yeboye. That son, even though he has a righteous parent, will die because of his own actions. What happens if that bad person has a grandson who's good, so goes good, bad, good? V'hinei holid bein v'yar eska chatas oviv asher aso v'yiro v'lo yase kohen. He's not going to do like his father. He'll do like his grandfather. In this case, the pasuk says, bein lo yisa ba'avona ov. He won't bear his father's guilt. V'rishas rosha rosha olav yitiyeh. The evil of the evildoer will be on his own head, not his son's head. By the way, the Mefarshim point out that this refers to three historical people. This refers to Chizkiyahu, Menashe, and Yoshiyahu. Chizkiyahu Melech, whose son was Menashe, and later on, a generation or two later, was Yoshiyahu Melech. So it goes good, bad, good. And this is referring to the historical example. But the Malbim then goes on, the Psukim go on to explain the following. And what happens, therefore, the outcome of this is that a bad person who does teshuva will be accepted. But a good person who also does, unfortunately, not teshuva, but the opposite, a person who goes away, that's our pasuk, uveshuv tzadik mitziv kosoi, a person who lived a good life, but ultimately did not live up to that good life. In such a case, all the good they did won't help because of the negative life they chose. What Yechezkel is essentially doing is he's passing everybody the responsibility of their own life. You're not the victim of somebody else's life, but that means to say you need to take full control over your own life, because you can make the difference for the good and for the not so good. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.